More than 100 people gathered at Newport's Village Green on a Sunday afternoon for an interfaith prayer service. It was a lament for the pipeline to come and a recommitment to the road ahead, protecting natural resources and their very community. It was also the official kickoff of
Mountain Valley Watch. We're going to be watching.
Rick Shingles is one of the organizers of the effort, similar to a monitoring project a few hundred miles north of here for the Atlantic Coast Natural Gas Pipeline.
We're going to train them as to what to look for, and if they see a problem, take a photograph. It'll automatically be transmitted to an information hub run by scientists who will forward it to the Department of Environmental Quality. And then follow through.
Diana Christopoulos, who spoke at the prayer vigil, says despite the green light for the project, she still has hope the Mountain Valley Pipeline could be stopped, perhaps by regulators or something beyond that.
So to see the communities of faith here today from five different congregations, this hasn't happened before. And I think when you look at our history as a nation, when the faith community starts standing up and say, you know, this is morally wrong. It's not just a problem in terms of destroying our water, it's morally wrong what's being done here to the landowners and the land. So I think that's pretty important.
I'm Robbie Harris.